In the NFL, as a backup quarterback, you don't get a lot of work with the first team, obviously, because the starter's taking those reps. You know, so we pay attention to how he does in scout team and, try to find out his strengths and weaknesses that way. And the challenge is you don't get him in training camp. You don't have him in OTAs. So the foundation of the system, they don't have. You know, Matt understands the game plan this week, his preparation. He's a pro that way. But there are some things, that he's repping for the first time this week. So practice has been a challenge that way to see what he's comfortable with and really trying to find out what he does well and how we can put a situation to succeed. The one thing that stands out to Matt is poise. You know, even when he had to play when he came in the Green Bay game, he hadn't had one practice rep with our offense outside of scout team, and he did a really good job. He's poised in the pocket, so we're excited to see what he's like when he gets a full week of preparation and trying to adjust the scheme to fit him. Well, those guys are obviously all in but one are still around. They're around the team, which is important. But we have other guys. You know, Cody Whitehair's done a really good job stepping up and becoming a leader and playing really well at a high level. And he's going to get better and better, and he's going to be a good player for the Bears for a long time. And Charles Leno is a veteran knows how to do things the right way. Logan Paulson's been in the NFL and been in up and down. You know, he's been in Washington when they weren't doing well, and then when they eventually turned it around and got into become a playoff team. And so those guys, everyone in, the young guys are starting to step up. They're not really rookies anymore, and it's those guys are starting to grow, and they see how the real pros, deal with adversity and persevere through tough times. So it's a collective effort, but there's definitely guys that are rising up as leaders. I don't want to compare anyone to Zach, because Zach is a special football player and was having a heck of a year for us, and was having a really good game. And their linebackers really, it kind of flipped the game a little bit when Zach went out last week, and it was very unfortunate because he's a big part of our offense. He's a big part of the leadership of this team, and he's just a stud. He's a warrior. He's battled through so much in his career, and we're gonna miss his presence on the field. But when you talk about Ben, Ben's a smart guy. He needs reps, and it's a great opportunity for him because he's getting thrown into the fire that obviously he wouldn't get thrown into if this didn't happen the way it did. But he's had a good couple days of practice, and he's working hard, and I know he's proved himself as a special teams player with Coach Rogers and those guys. But we're excited to see how he plays. It's the same thing as he hadn't really played a lot on offense, and there's some uncertainty with him, but we think that he's a good ascending young player, and we really are excited to see him out there.